Dear Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we just thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be before you. We just ask that you send your Holy Spirit and minister to us, Father. Give us words that we can use in the years to come and in the days to come. It says your word never returns void, and that's what we look for this morning. Father God, we also ask that you might put a little break on the rain. I mean, we don't know why the weather does what it does, but right now we could use a little bit of a break. So, Lord, if it's your will, we just thank you that you'd stop it and dry it up a little bit. We just thank you and just minister to us in Jesus' name. Amen. What I want to talk about this morning is something that we see every day and we hear every day. I mean, you turn on television, you watch movies. I don't know if it's the majority, but a whole lot of them. What is the plot? I mean, what's the plot in most movies? Typically, it's getting even. I mean, it doesn't matter what you turn on, whether it's a love story, if it's a crime story, or I mean, what it is. I mean, it's always somebody's always trying to get even for something. Hey, this dude killed my wife, so now I'm gonna go kill 20 people to make up for the fact that they killed my wife. I mean, that's the majority of the plots. And the way they back it up, they say, well, the Bible even says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But as always, they just read one verse. They don't read the rest of the book. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that today. In Romans 12, starting in verse 17, it says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful. Do what is right in the eyes of everyone. Okay, it says we shouldn't repay evil for evil, and we should do right. Repaying somebody evil for evil obviously falls into that category, you know, the eye for an eye thing. Now it says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Okay? God knows that some people you just can't be at peace with. Now you can try all you want and it doesn't work. But that's not what we're talking about here. It's not talking about, I just can't stand this person, so I guess it's okay to do something wrong to them because I just can't live at peace with them. I don't think that's quite the way we're supposed to handle it. So I want to read a little bit more. It says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. So in other words, what's God saying? He says, I got it covered. That's my job. So when people do wrong to you and you get angry and you want to lash out at them and you want to do, you know, you want to get even, you don't have to. You can be perfectly at peace knowing, you know, the old saying, what comes around goes around, it truly does. You know, you reap what you sow. That definitely applies. And you look at, you reap what you sow. If you sow a little seed, how many seeds does that little seed produce? You don't just get back the one little bit, it multiplies. And I think it applies to this also. Now it says here, he says, when it talks about it's mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. And it goes to the next verse, it says, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. So in other words, what he's saying is, if you do good to your to people that hurt you, and it annoys the heck out of them, basically, if you want to put it in other words, it throws them off. They're like, what the heck is going on here? They don't understand it. And basically, it's not synced to their level. Just because they think they got to do wrong or do wrong to you, you don't have to do wrong to them. You don't have to sink to that level. Now, in Proverbs 20, verse 22, it says, "Do not say, 'I'll pay you back for this wrong.' Wait for the Lord, and He will avenge you." Of course, again, God's taking care of this stuff. We don't have to go out and do all that. The problem is, when somebody does you wrong, and even myself, it's just so natural. Well, they did this, I'm going to do that. Now, you can even see it out on the racetrack. How many times, with the pros, with the amateurs, with anybody, you see it. Well, this guy ran into me, so now I'm going to take him out. And they do. And you're like, now why in the world did you do that? But you see it all the time. And that's just little stuff. You know, when you watch the movies, or like some of the movies I talked about, and I watch them too. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't watch it. But, you know, that's what the big movies seem to be based on. You know, let's go get revenge. You know, let's take them out. One thing I want to point out, the verse that everybody uses out of the Old Testament, now, you have heard that it was said, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. That really had nothing to do with getting even. That was more, the punishment needs to fit the crime. If you do this to somebody, then it should be done to you. It's kind of like this punishment for what you do. It wasn't really a license to get even. If you look in the Old Testament where those scripture is used, they're typically, they're talking about court. They're in court. And you did this, so because of that, this should happen. You know, same thing as now. You know, if you kill someone, the death penalty may apply. That's what they were talking about. I want to read from the Sermon on the Mount. It says, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. If anyone wants to sue you, take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Could you imagine really living that? I don't think there's anybody on this property or anywhere that could actually live up to that. That would be really hard to do. And it's not talking about defending. This is not talking about defending your family or anything like that. I'm not saying, you know, a thief comes in your house, you're supposed to stand there and take it. There are Christians that actually believe that. And I don't really think that's what it's talking about. I think if somebody comes into my house and attacks my wife, I'm going to take them out. And I think it's okay. That's not what it's talking about. Well, there's two verses that I found that I really think apply to this really good, that kind of put a little better perspective on this. And one of them is in Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15. It says, "Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else." And then the other one was in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing." And then the second half of this verse, "Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing." If you live up to that, God will bless you and He will take care of you. We look at things so temporal. You know, we think this is just it, right here. You know, the Bible says we're like a fleeting vapor. Just poof, we're gone. This is just the beginning. The real thing happens when we cross over into heaven. That's the real thing. So when we look at all this stuff, you know, we got to remember, hey, we're getting ready. And God's going to bless us beyond anything we can understand. And what He's saying, you know, hey, if you live up to this, I will bless you. He promises that, and He will. So the next time when you know, somebody cuts you off in traffic and you want to cut him off, or the next time, you know, somebody butts in front of you at the grocery line and you want to rip their head off, remember, you don't have to get even. God will take care of it. And a lot of times, you know, some of that stuff, you know, people are just having a bad day. I really believe that. You know, there are times when people are just having a bad day and they're just being really grouchy. And because of that, you kind of got hit. You know, we got to give, you know, leave room for that too, because we don't always interpret things right. But let's just remember, we don't have to pay back evil for evil. And when we watch these movies, because all of us are going to watch them, it may be better, you know, it's really be better if we just turn the TV off a lot of times. And there's one preacher I listened to from California, Chip Ingram's a gentleman's name. He says, if you turn the TV off for 3 weeks, he says, you would be amazed how it changes your life. He says, the first week you have withdrawals. You're just going nuts because you don't know what to do with yourself. You got home, you ate dinner, at the end of the day, it's time to relax, you know, shut your brain off, just turn on the tube. He says, the first week is you don't know what to do. It's like, well, I'm supposed to watch TV. But he says, the second and third week, he says, all of a sudden, he says, some of this negative junk doesn't get into your mind. So when you're reading your Bible and stuff, you know, the stuff really sinks in a lot better. And when you're sitting there in the evening, you know, maybe you're reading a book or, I don't know, looking at pictures. I don't know what you, even myself, like, what do you do when you turn the TV off? My wife says, I just work, is what I usually do. You're out in the garage working on something. And, you know, maybe that's it. No, maybe you need to plant flowers. You never know. You might learn something new. Maybe flowers are your thing and you just didn't know it yet. It's not mine. I can't grow anything. It just all dies usually. Weeds grow really good in my yard, but other than that, we're not doing so good. But, you know, that's what Chip Ingram was talking about. You know, hey, turn the TV off. Because watching all that stuff, it does put thoughts in your mind. And, you know, I used to, when Casey, my son, was little, you know, I used to be one of those that, TV is just stuff. It doesn't affect anybody. And his big show was Power Rangers when he was, you know, 4 years old, 5 years old. He had to watch Power Rangers. Well, he'd watch the show, and then afterwards he'd go kick a door. Okay, that's minor. But, yeah, that show influenced him. Well, the same way the shows we watch influence us. So, like I said, the next time when we think we need to repay evil for evil, or saying it where it sounds a little nicer, when we need to think we need to repay wrong for wrong, let's just remember God's got it covered. Let's not worry about it so much and let him do what he promised to do. And with that, I'd like to close. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank you ever so much for all you do for us. And every one of us here, I'm quite sure, at times wants to repay wrong for wrong. But you promise you will take care of it if we just let go of it. Actually, if we're nice to them people, you know, it'll mess with their mind, but it's a blessing to us. You will take care of it, and in turn, you will bless us. The Father, I just ask that you would just plant that in our heart to where it can grow, just like we talked about the seed earlier, because it always multiplies as it grows. So let that grow in our heart and give us the strength to do that. Because on our own, we sure can, because we're weak. But with your strength, we can do it. We just thank you ever so much, Father, and we just praise and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.